Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Planet of Slums by Mike Davis is a nonfiction work of urban studies, political economy, and global social criticism. First published in 2006, it examines the rapid expansion of informal settlements across the cities of the global south and argues that slum growth is not a temporary housing problem, but a structural outcome of unequal globalization. Davis connects urban poverty to industrial restructuring, failed state planning, privatization, and neoliberal policy regimes that deepen social division. Rather than treating slums as isolated spaces of deprivation, the book presents them as central to understanding contemporary urban life, migration, and political conflict. Its purpose is analytical and critical, to explain how billions of people have been pushed into precarious urban environments, and to show why these conditions cannot be understood. Apart from global economic power, historical inequality, and the changing geography of the modern city, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, slum expansion as a global urban system, not a local anomaly. A central argument of Planet of Slums is that the growth of slums is worldwide and systemic, not the result of isolated municipal failure. Davis emphasizes that more than a billion people live in informal settlements, especially in rapidly expanding cities of Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The book is important because it shifts attention away from single-city explanations and toward a global pattern of urbanization that produces vast informal settlements, faster than governments can provide housing, infrastructure, or employment. Davis shows that these settlements are not marginal in demographic terms. They are becoming a dominant form of urban residence in the global south. This broader frame changes the meaning of urban poverty. Slums are not simply leftover spaces on the edge of formal cities. They are integral to how contemporary cities absorb population growth, rural migration, and labor surplus. The result is a stark urban order where formal prosperity and informal survival coexist but remain deeply segregated. Secondly, urbanization detached from industrial growth and secure employment. Davis argues that the new wave of urban growth has been disconnected from the classic model in which cities expanded alongside industrial jobs and rising wages. In earlier periods, urbanization was often tied to manufacturing, infrastructure, and an enlarging labor market. In the world Davis describes, cities in the global south are absorbing population without generating enough stable employment or formal economic inclusion. That disconnect is one of the book's most distinctive ideas. It helps explain why slums proliferate even when cities are growing physically and demographically. People move in search of survival, but the urban economy often cannot absorb them into secure work. As a result, many residents are pushed into informal labor, precarious services, or chronic underemployment. Davis treats this as a structural failure of development, not a cultural problem or a matter of individual adaptation. The book, therefore, challenges optimistic narratives that equate urban growth with progress. For Davis, a city can expand while becoming more unequal, more segregated, and less capable of integrating its population into a shared economic order. Thirdly, neoliberal policy, state retreat, and the production of urban inequality. Another major theme is the role of neoliberal restructuring in intensifying slum formation. Davis links the spread of informal settlements to policies associated with structural adjustment, privatization, and reduced public investment. In his account, the state does not simply fail in a neutral sense. It is often reorganized in ways that transfer resources upward, weaken social services, and make housing and basic infrastructure less accessible to the poor. This is one of the book's strongest analytical contributions because it locates slum growth within political and economic decisions rather than treating it as a natural byproduct of population pressure. Davis also stresses the emergence of gated or fortified spaces for wealthier groups, which makes urban inequality more visible and more spatially rigid. The city becomes divided into protected zones of consumption and vast zones of abandonment. That spatial logic matters because it shows how poverty and privilege are produced together. The book's urban geography is therefore also a theory of power. The built environment reflects choices about who receives security, services, and land, and who is excluded from them. Fourthly, competing political and religious movements inside the urban poor. Davis does not portray slum dwellers as politically inert. He surveys a range of movements and organizations that compete for influence among the urban poor, including religious fundamentalism, Pentecostalism, street gangs, and revolutionary populism in different regions. This section of the book broadens the analysis beyond economics by showing how slums become arenas of social organization, identity formation, and political mobilization. In conditions where the state is weak or absent, alternative networks can fill the gap left by formal institutions. Davis's point is not that these movements are equivalent, but that urban marginality creates a volatile field in which different forces struggle to shape survival, loyalty, and meaning. That makes the slum a political space, not only a social one. It can generate solidarity, discipline, resistance, coercion, and fragmentation at the same time. This dimension of the book is especially valuable because it avoids reducing the poor to passive victims. Instead, it shows how deprivation produces contested forms of collective life, even when those forms are shaped by crisis and insecurity. Lastly, a historical indictment linking imperialism, segregation, and the war on terror, Planet of Slums is also notable for its historical comparison between contemporary urban poverty and earlier eras of imperial transformation. Davis draws analogies to 19th century industrialization and imperialism to show that present-day slum growth is both historically connected to older patterns of dispossession, and yet distinct in scale and form. He uses this comparison to argue that the global urban poor are being shaped by the same broad forces of extraction, exclusion, and restructuring that once remade rural societies under empire. The book ends by linking this world of inequality to the war on terror, suggesting a new global conflict between wealthy powers and dispossessed urban populations. That framing gives the book its political edge, but it also distinguishes it from conventional urban sociology. Davis is not merely cataloging deprivation. He is interpreting the rise of slums as part of a larger historical struggle over capitalism, governance, and world order. This makes the book intellectually demanding and politically charged. Its significance lies in the way it connects local urban conditions to global systems of power, violence, and resistance. In conclusion, Planet of Slums should be read by students and scholars of urban studies, sociology, geography, development, political economy, and modern history, as well as policymakers and activists concerned with housing and inequality. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a way to think about slums as a structural outcome of global economic change, rather than as isolated failures of planning or culture. The book is especially useful for anyone trying to understand why informal settlements continue to grow, even as many cities become wealthier, for a minority of residents. Compared with more technical studies of housing or urban policy, Davis offers a wider historical and geopolitical frame. Compared with advocacy writing, he is more analytical and more confrontational about the role of neoliberalism, state retreat, and global inequality. What makes the book stand out is its combination of sweeping empirical scope, historical comparison, and moral urgency. It is not a handbook for quick solutions. Instead, it is a forceful diagnosis of a planetary urban crisis, and that diagnosis remains one of its most important contributions. If you would like to support Mike Davis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.